I have titled my presentation based on a reaction that I have received from many clients when they call up and say, I got this interesting letter from the Department of Labor saying that they want to audit me. And that's strange, saying they want to audit me because I'm a federal contractor and I don't believe that my company is. And as we go through the checklist, the reaction that I often get is, who me? How could I be a federal contractor? So today we will be discussing who is a federal contractor. I think that often folks are surprised and some of the key obligations in this area along with recent developments. I have noticed in my own practice that this area of federal contracting has become increasingly hot and very focused area of enforcement through the Department of Labor. There have been more regulations over the past couple of years for federal contractors than there have been for decades, and higher settlements that have come through. So something that as in-house counsel, you should be aware of and thinking about. So we'll first be discussing who is a federal contractor. As I said, folks are often surprised, go through some of the key obligations, and then jump into some of the recent developments, executive orders, and regulations that have come about in the past few years. So there really is, as I said, a heightened focus right now on federal contractor status and enforcement in this area. As the economy lagged, there was more federal money that was inserted into business. And so there was an increased number of federal contracts out there.